بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, today is Yawm al-Jum'ah, and let us take advantage of this. the significant thing about the day of Jum'ah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said there is a time when there is a sa'a, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of his slave. So make lots and lots of dua. The best dua is istighfar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in many places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to repent whatever sin we may have committed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. The most beautiful ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with calling the sinners his slaves. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Oh, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, oh my slaves, Ya Ibadi. And who are they? Alladheena asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have transgressed against themselves. Those who have transgressed against themselves, because all sin is transgression. All transgression against Allah is really transgression against ourselves, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not harmed by that. We are harmed by that. It is we who, knowing that something is harmful, we still indulge in it, we still go to it. And that is the worst thing that we can do. And it's a sign of, obviously it's a sign of extreme stupidity, but it's also, if we repeat it over and over again, then it can become a sign of lack of iman. Because how can somebody who knows that Allah is watching, who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, he is hearing, he is listening, how can he commit sin again and again? But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is Allah saying to them? Allah is not saying, if you commit the sin the second time, I'll fry you. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter how many times you read something, still go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafoorur raheem. Verily and truly he is the one who is al-ghafoor and al-raheem. He is the most forgiving and he is the most merciful. And his mercy of his and his forgiveness of his continues without a break and continues without zawal, without coming down, without becoming less. My brother and sister, this is so beautiful that it gives us hope. It gives the worst of us hope. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to take advantage of this and to seek his forgiveness again and again. In the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a man commits sin and then he realizes that he has committed sin. He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, he says, oh my Rabb, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slave knows that he has a Rabb. And my slave knows that he has a Rabb who forgives and who also punishes if he wishes. But because he asked me forgiveness, I forgive him. And then a time passes when this man is or this woman does not commit sin for some time. And after that, again they fall into it. It's weakness. The person falls into that sin. He sins again. And then again he suddenly realizes, oh my God, what have I done? I should not have done this. I had sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then I still did this. So let me ask his forgiveness again, which is he again asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. He says, oh Allah, oh my Rabb, I have sinned again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slave has sinned, but my slave knows that he has a Rabb. And he knows that his Rabb forgives, so he's seeking forgiveness. And his Rabb also sometimes punishes, but he is seeking forgiveness, so I forgive him. And this happens for the third time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again forgives the slave for a third time, the same wording, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let him do what he wants. Meaning, not meaning that he can continue to sin or he should sin, but let him continue to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind you and myself to make lot of istighfar today. Because it is istighfar which is the umbrella, it is the PPE suit that saves us from the itab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar also removes difficulties. The person who makes a lot of istighfar is a person whose dua Allah accepts and who Allah extracts him from his difficulties and provides him from sources that he could not imagine. And this is the hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad. So my brothers and sisters, and of course this is also the ayat of the Quran in Surah Talaq. Now the point is that therefore today let us take advantage of this fact that it is Jum'ah and let us make lots and lots of istighfar. Second thing is that on Yawmul Jum'ah, let us remember to send lots and lots of salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is again a day when this should be done. And as we know, when we send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on that person 10 times. So every time you recite durood, remember Allah is sending His blessing, Allah is sending His reward on you 10 times. Subhanallah. So if you say, how many times should I recite durood? Well, you recite durood as much as you want the reward of Allah. Recite durood as much as you want the salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So lots and lots of durood. And of course, today is also the day for us to read Suratul Kahf, because this is protection from Dajjal. It is protection from all kinds of evil. And between this Friday and next Friday, when we read it again, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. My brothers and sisters, let us, my dear friend, Maulana Ahmad Badat sent me a lovely reminder where he said, the biggest barrier between you and Allah is you. And this is from Imam Al-Ghazali. He said, the biggest barrier between you and Allah is yourself. Now, let us think about this and reflect on it and say, how am I blocking myself from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How am I blocking myself from invoking and from accessing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because nobody else does it for us. We do it for ourselves, right? It's a self-help program, which is where we seem to just do it and we block ourselves. Now, the point is that let us not do that. Let us wake up and understand that we are people who are who we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, you know, it seems so, I feel stupid saying it. I mean, why should I tell you that we need Allah? I mean, don't you know this already? I mean, don't I know this already? And if I know this already, then as I keep saying over and over, if I know this already, then what is the proof of that? What is the evidence that I know this? What is the evidence that I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I need Allah? Because if I really know, that I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this must reflect in my actions. Now, if I say I need Allah, but I am blocking myself from reaching Allah by committing sins, by my ghaflat, by being engrossed in everything except the zikr of Allah, by refusing to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when they are there, my heart is filled with the greatness of the world and worldly systems and worldly conditions. My heart is filled with the greatness and glory of billionaires and trillionaires of this world. I respect them and I fear them more than I fear Allah. My heart is filled with fear of politicians. And today my heart is filled with fear of COVID. How much lower can we fall that we are afraid of a virus and we are not afraid of the creator of the heavens and the earth? So really, I think it's high time to wake up and high time to make lots and lots of istighfar and ask Allah to free our hearts from fear, to free our hearts from everything that takes us away from Allah. I remember this quote of Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, and make dua for my dear brother Maulana Ahmad Badat in South Africa. May Allah accept his duas, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease everything for him, inshallah. He wants to commit matrimony, so please make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should enable him to commit matrimony safely, inshallah. I don't know if there is such a thing, but anyway. So, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair for all of us, inshallah, and all of you, and to help us. I was about to say Jummah Mubarak until I realized that this is not from the Sunnah. I'm not saying it's a bid'ah, but it's a good South African bid'ah. I know that's where it started. Jummah Mubarak, I don't know where it came from. But anyhow, as long as you don't consider it to be a requirement, a religious requirement for Jummah, you are okay. You can say that, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.